It is Wednesday, February 29th. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago, reportedly the most corrupt city in the nation, the site of the G8 summit on May 19th through 20th, and where Rahm Emanuel is the mayor. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. To see the guest schedule for this program, go to Spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, choose the year and the month. You may see a list of the guests together with links to their websites. You may also see the RBN calendar by going to republicbroadcasting.org and clicking on upcoming interviews and events. For questions or comments during this program, email spingola1@yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna@spingola.com. RBN is conducting a pledge drive to expand their programming to a much wider audience. You may help in this effort by contributing to the pledge drive, by supporting RBN by purchasing products from the RBN website, and I would recommend that you publish or that you purchase business cards and bumper stickers. You may subscribe to the archives for the low price of $1.33 per month, but you can subscribe at any rate that you wish. You can also support RBN by purchasing some advertising. If you have a product or a service to sell, you may advertise it on Republic Network. You can do all of this by going to republicbroadcasting.org. For the record, I do not promote ideas about UFOs on this program, as I feel we have sufficient earthly problems to concentrate on. Further, it will take more than positive feelings of consciousness to overcome the dangers of smart meters, vaccine toxicities, GMO foods, fluoride, aspartame, and hundreds of other demonic devices and toxins that the elite have designed to depopulate the planet. With that said, I have linked a very short video to today's date on the radio schedule page entitled Electrosensitivity. Is it real? You may call into the program at 800-313-9443 in the second hour after the first break. My guest today is Zion Crime Factory, or ZCF, and that stands for Zion Crime Factory. The website is zioncrimefactory.com. Lindsay, one of ZCF's biggest fans, has a new YouTube channel called Expose the Zionist. I linked it on today's date for on the radio schedule page, and I hope that our listeners will go there and take a look. He has many of Father Coughlin's radio sermons from 1939, and I think it's very interesting. He's done a fabulous job, as ZCF has on his website also. Alrighty, welcome to the program.
Greetings, Deanna. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm very good.
It's good to hear.
I have this new kitten, and I tell you, by the time I get ready for the program, I put him away in his own room. He's got his own room. I put him away. He is just, he's into everything, and I feel almost exhausted by the time I begin the radio program. Goodness. I forgot how energetic they can be. But he's on top of everything, into everything, and he's an instigator with my other two cats, but it's really fun. And we're going to talk today about animals and how Germany perceived the animals in that country. And it's very noteworthy and very admirable. So we are going to take a break, and we'll be right back in 3 minutes with ZCF. So stay tuned.
Do you you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back. Our guest today is ZCF, and that stands for Zion Crime Factory. And I was talking about my kitten, and he has his claws, and my hands are, I've got all kinds of scratches on my hands because he likes to play, and I would never dream of declawing a cat. My other two are not declawed. And that's something that that Germans would never do to their cats either, correct?
Yeah, I'm more of a dog lover myself. I got a little Shih Tzu sitting right beside me. But cats are cool, too. And the Germans, I just made a post called The Love for Animals in Nazi Germany. And this is one of the most astonishing things that I found out when I began to research the Third Reich in depth, is that in Nazi Germany, one of the first things that the Nazis did was they pioneered the protection of animal rights. And Adolf Hitler in 1933 actually signed into law the banning several horrible things that people do to animals. You cannot abuse animals in Nazi Germany without incurring a punishment for it. He also banned the kosher slaughter, the horrible and depraved and cruel ritual that Jews do when they kill animals for food. And even the kosher source Wikipedia admits that, quote, there was widespread support for animal welfare in Nazi Germany, and the Nazis took several measures to ensure protection of animals. Many Nazi leaders, including Adolf Hitler and Hermann Göring, were supporters of animal protection. Several Nazis were environmentalists, and species protection and animal welfare were significant issues in the Nazi regime. Heinrich Himmler made an effort to ban the hunting of animals. Göring was an animal lover and conservationist. The current animal welfare laws in Germany are modified versions of laws introduced by the Nazis. So this is very interesting because on one hand, the official Jewish propaganda version of history is that the Nazis were these homicidal monsters who cared nothing for human life, yet at the same time were extremely concerned for the well-being of animals and adopted strong policies to protect the rights of animals. So that doesn't really make any logical sense. So the only conclusion we can draw from this, from the reality of the Nazi love for animals, is that we're being lied to about the Nazis in many, many ways.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. You said in your article, let me just find, scroll down here, that you can kind of tell, you can judge a society by the way it treats its animals. And Gandhi said that. I believe that's true. And as I have watched as I have attempted to watch certain videos regarding the corporate factory farming and that kind of thing, it breaks me up. I just cannot stand to see animals treated that way. I don't care what kind of an animal you're talking about, cows, horses, anything. I just, that is terrible to treat animals in such a cruel manner.
It is. It's truly a horrible thing. And that's why people need to start questioning what they've been told about the Third Reich. And this is just one thing that will help people to stop listening to the mainstream. And even there's sort of like three tiers of propaganda. There's the mainstream Jewish propaganda in the Hollywood movies and the media. And we expect that. That's just they're painting Hitler as the most evil man in the world. That's always been their narrative. But then there's even the alternative media, which is like the Alex Jones types. And what they do is they'll try to make these kosher comparisons where they'll try to link anything horrible and tyrannical with Hitler and the Nazis. And this is a Jewish propaganda technique. There is like some documentary I just saw a few weeks ago. I think it was called something like The End of Democracy or The End of America. And it was being presented by a Jewess named, I think her name's Naomi Wolf.
Yes, she's a Rhodes Scholar, which tells you some more about her.
Yeah, and she's trying to link like the tyranny that we see in America with the Patriot Act and these police state tactics, and she tries to link everything with Nazi Germany.
Right.
And this is because, one, she's a Jewess, and two, it's so absurd because all of the police state measures that were put in place after 9/11 in America were put in place by Jews, not by National Socialists. Michael Chertoff was the one who wrote the Patriot Act and implemented that horrible legislation. Almost every single gun control law was put in place by a Jewish politician. You have people like Senator Lieberman, who's spearheading all of these tyrannical laws that's taken away people's rights. And what this is a psychological projection. What these Jews are doing is they're describing for you basically Jewish Bolshevism and the tyranny that was in Russia under the rule of Jewish communists. And they're just attributing it to National Socialism. And this is the main thing that I see in Jewish propaganda, the main technique, the main strategy that they use is projecting their own evils onto their enemies. And we can see this time and time again. We see this with the fact that Theodor Kaufmann is the one who called for a final solution to exterminate all Germans in 1941, and then they reverse the scenario and project that onto the Nazis. So we see this time and time again.
The whole New World Order kind of a thing where a certain entity wanted to take over the entire world was initially promoted by Bernard Baruch. And he promoted this when he was the advisor, the financial advisor to Wilson, even before the Paris Peace Conferences. And yet they attribute, that mentality to Hitler, saying that he wanted to take over the whole world and establish world governance, right. which was started even before Bernard Baruch, started advising Wilson. It started back in about 1905 to be formalized, and certainly.
That concept of world domination, actually, you can go back thousands of years in the Old Testament, the Torah. It says things like the Jews shall suck the milk of the Gentiles, and the wealth of the nation shall come unto the Jews. So this isn't even the past 200 years. This goes back thousands of years. This has been the fundamental position of the Jewish religion, is that Jews are superior to Gentiles. They're the chosen people of God, and that they will rule over the non-Jews in the last days. And Adolf Hitler, he certainly knew about the protocols of the Elders of Zion. Hitler didn't write the protocols. The protocols weren't conceived by German people. The protocols weren't conceived by Nazis. They were conceived by Jews. So again, we see that the Jews and their political ambitions of whether it's world domination or what have you is being heaped onto the Nazis. And this is one of the way they demonize them.
Right.
And we see even, Alex Jones and Jim Mars doing this type of thing. And they're being promoted, of course. They're not being suppressed. They're not being silenced. Their books are being sold in mainstream bookstores, and book publishers are publishing their material. That's not because Hitler controls the world. That's not because National Socialism controls the world. That's because Judaism controls the world.
Right. And Jim Mars' books are on the New York Times bestseller list. And we all know that to get on that list, you don't have to sell a particular number of books. You just have to have some idea that that they want to promote. And so if you get on that list, well, that's giving you credibility for your thoughts, your writings.
Right, absolutely. And Hitler, it's amazing because Hitler actually anticipated the vilification that he would receive in the media in his book Mein Kampf. He actually wrote about it. He said something like, if in the morning you see yourself you're not being vilified in the Jewish newspapers, then you didn't do your job the day before. And he said, his exact quote was, "The man who is not opposed and vilified and slandered in the Jewish press is not a staunch German and not a true National Socialist. The best rule whereby the sincerity of his convictions, his character, and strength of will can be measured in the hostility which his name arouses among the mortal enemies of our people. The followers of the movement, and indeed the whole nation, must be reminded again and again of the fact that through the medium of his newspapers, the Jew is always spreading falsehood, and that if he tells the truth on some occasions, it is only for the purpose of masking some greater deceit, which turns the apparent truth into a deliberate falsehood. The Jew is the great master of lies. Falsehood and duplicity are the weapons with which he fights. Every calumny and falsehood published by the Jews are tokens of honor which can be worn by our comrades. He whom they decry most is nearest to our hearts, and he whom they mortally hate is our best friend." And Joseph Goebbels recognized this too. Joseph Goebbels, I've been reading some of his articles that he wrote, and he, more than any other individual in history, in my opinion, understood the Jewish question. And he was so articulate in describing it to people and exposing it to the German people. And what Goebbels said, he basically said that within Jewry there is this pathological criminal madness. And that was the term that he used to describe these things that Jews do, these inventions of the Jews, like Bolshevism. It is a pathological criminality. And this amazing quote that I found from an article that he wrote called "The War and the Jews" in 1943, he said, okay, we're going to a break.
Yes, we're going to a break. But you don't need to, we have about 30 seconds, so you don't need to actually stop in mid-sentence. But we'll be back. And
this quote's kind of long, so.
Okay, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Guest today is ZCF, and that stands for Zion Crime Factory. His website is zioncrimefactory.com. And I opened the program with talking about some of the things that are major problems, smart meters, vaccines, GMO foods, and all those other things. And these are things that we really need to concern ourselves with. And we also have to be concerned about the TSA and all of that other stuff. But there are some really real things that we need to worry about, but there are other things that we shouldn't worry about. And we should not be in a state of fear. Absolutely. Because that is exactly the way that they would want us to be. Alrighty. So you were, finish what you were saying before we went to the break.
Okay. Well, I was basically just describing what Joseph Goebbels was purveying to the German people, was that there is a pathological criminal madness within Jewry, Judaism. And he said in an article called The War and the Jews in 1943, quote, Jewry wanted this war, World War II. Whether one looks to the plutocratic or the Bolshevist side of the enemy camp, one sees Jews standing in the foreground as instigators, rabble-rousers, and slave drivers. They organize the enemy's war economy and encourage plans to exterminate and destroy the Axis powers. England and the USA recruit from among them bloodthirsty and vengeful agitators and political lunatics, and they are the source of the terror commissars of the GPU. They are the mortar that holds the enemy coalition together. In the National Socialist Reich, they see a power that resists their drive for world domination, both militarily and intellectually. That explains their rage and their deep hatred. Do not think that the Old Testament tirades of their newspapers and radio are merely political propaganda. They would carry it all out to the letter, should they have the opportunity. And this is something that I try to get across on my website and my work, is that they are completely insane. They will stop at nothing to destroy anyone that they see as a threat to Jewish power, to Jewish interests in the world. We see this now with the Middle Eastern countries who are resisting Israeli imperialism. Iran, there's a great buildup to war with Iran. One, because Iran is a growing power in the Middle East. Also, because Ahmadinejad, I think this is one of the main reasons why they want to destroy Ahmadinejad and topple his regime, is because in 2006 he held a Holocaust debunking conference. And that is the main propaganda lie that is being used to promote Jews to the ascendancy of world power, is that they use this propaganda myth, the Holocaust, aka the Holohoax, as this brainwashing tool to keep the West in shackles, ideologically in shackles, where we cannot criticize Jews, we cannot criticize what they do in the world because of this ridiculous and absurd conspiracy theory known as the Holocaust.
Exactly. And it is based on some of their ancient prophecies. And they use it. I mean, it's a third portion of their whole religious dogma. And if that falls, you know, it's like a three-legged stool. If that falls, right. I mean, it comes crushing down.
It's like a house of cards. If that myth falls, then there's nothing protecting them. And, I think it was in the Talmud where they claim that 6 billion Jews were killed by the Romans, and 16 million Jewish children were wrapped in scrolls and burned alive by the Romans. I mean, there weren't even 16 million Jews, let alone 16 million Jewish children back then. So they have, like Adolf Hitler said, that they have an unqualified capacity for falsehood. Is that right. they're pathological liars. And they lie as casually as me and you would talk about the weather. And they have no remorse because they don't have the same morals that we do. They don't live by the same moral standards as, you know, Gentile humanity. It's whatever suits the Jews, whatever is good for the Jews is permissible. And that's the Jewish religion. That's what the Jewish religion teaches. And they have a Kol Nidre prayer where they disavow any oaths, and they say they can basically lie to Gentiles. It doesn't matter. And this is their way of taking over societies, is because they don't have the same moral perspective as, say, you know, Christians or some other religion.
Yeah, which is amazing to us. We just don't anticipate their deceptiveness because we don't have that same characteristic. So we typically, people generally just cannot believe that people would actually do this, would actually start wars where millions of people perish. I mean, that's unthinkable to most people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's hard for people to grasp, but especially when they've been submerged in so much Jewish and Zionist propaganda and Judeo-Christianity. I mean, the Christianity in the West is a philo-Semitic ideology. The mainstream version of it, the mainstream churches, Christian Zionism. And that seems to be one thing that has ensnared the Western populations into the fold, into the fray of international Jewry, is Judeo-Christianity and this ideology that Jews are the chosen people.
Right. All righty, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor, so stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Do you want to be free yet find that credit card payments are still tying you down? Does it seem like you're not getting anywhere month after month, payment after payment? Do you wish that there was some way to end the slavery and save your money for your family instead? FreeToProsper.com has a solution you've been waiting for. Since 2007, we've been implementing an advanced debt repudiation program which legally ends unsecured debt payments, lets you keep your money, and protects your property. This is not another settlement, repayment, or consolidation program, but a true debt repudiation process that's helped hundreds of Americans all across the country start living better quality lives and prepare for an uncertain future. For a free consultation or to learn more, give us a call today at 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com right now. That's 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Our guest today is ZCF, which stands for Zion Crime Factory. His website is zioncrimefactory.com, and his latest article is about animals and how they were treated in National Socialist Germany. And you also have a video associated with that article. In fact, you have. I like the graphics. I like putting graphics and things, and I like your photos.
I like that swastika.
Yes, underneath that.
No, on the banner.
Oh, on the banner. Yes. Okay. Let me scroll up here. Now, does anybody ever say? Does anybody get put off by the swastika?
I think it looks pretty cool, don't you?
I like it, but I understand what it is and where it originated from. But most people, when they see the swastika, they automatically think of, the Holocaust and 6 million people being slaughtered and all those other things that have been perpetuated by the propagandist. And so has anyone ever said, been put off or told you that they've been put off?
I've gotten a few emails sort of decrying and bemoaning the swastika, and these individuals that I got an email from were people who claim to be Jew-wise in some way, which is strange. So, I mean, even people who claiming to be Jew-wise, if you're having this typical Jewish reaction when you see the swastika, you can't really claim that you're awake. You can't really claim that you've done your research and understand the true history of the Second World War. If you're having, I mean, I would compare the Jewish reaction to seeing a swastika. And they wail and they hiss and they moan and they demand it to be taken down wherever they see it. And this is basically the Jews' aversion to the swastika is similar to like a vampire's aversion to sunlight. You know, they can't stand it because they fear it, because it represents truth. It represents a light in the sea of darkness of lies and deceit that they have foisted upon us. And I say that why not use such a symbol to promote the truth, to break that wall of condition that people have. You can't change people's perception by not talking about something or not displaying something. The only way you're going to change their perception is by showing it up front and attacking their propaganda head on. And that's what I'm doing with the swastika. It represents honor. It represents truth, because truth did prevail. And then in Nazi Germany, people were educated about the world's problems in Nazi Germany. They were the light was shone on the Jewish problem in Nazi Germany, and that needs to be understood. And I think I think people will see past that. You can just click a little bit under the banner. You can just click on the 6 million myth, and you'll get all the information you need to refute the so-called Holocaust. So I think my work speaks for itself. The facts are so clear in terms of Jewish criminality that a symbol is not really going to do much to turn people away. There are always going to be lemmings who are going to turn away, regardless of a symbol, right?
Oh, I agree. Yes, certainly. And whenever I talk about the Holocaust, I always have people emailing me links to videos that show the bodies and links that show, you know, the lampshades and the soap. And, you know, people are so conditioned and so programmed to believe all this because they've heard it all of their lives.
Right, right. And the body thing is like the main proof that someone will throw at you is these pictures of corpses. And this doesn't prove a Holocaust. First of all, the pictures that they show you, there's no more than a couple hundred corpses. So how does that prove 6 million? For one, it doesn't. And two, those corpses are victims of typhus, disease, starvation. And the great irony of it is that a majority of those pictures, almost all of them, come from camps that were in Germany proper that aren't even claimed to be death camps, like Bergen-Belsen. That camp is not even claimed to have been a death camp. Almost all of them, all the deaths in that camp are from disease and starvation, and that's where you see those pictures. That's where they come from. So that isn't proof of the Holocaust, and these people are easily confused and easily deluded and taken in by this. And then there's also the fake pictures, the pictures where that are just paintings that they've tried to add things in. Like there's this one picture of supposedly this German is like tiptoeing through a pile of corpses, but the whole thing looks ridiculous. Why would he be tiptoeing through a corpse? And then when you zoom in, the bodies are physically, the shape of them are physically impossible. It's a drawing. So, and there's many, many photographs that have been exposed as fraudulent.
Right. In fact, someone did a book on it about all the fraudulent photos and images out of Germany at that time. And yet people use emotion to make us feel sorrow and to make us feel that something is true. And, you know, a lot of us are visual learners. We learn, 75% of the people learn from looking at something, a picture or something. Mm-hmm. And so if people are very good propagandists, very skilled, they are going to use whatever images, even in the movies. I mean, look at the emotion that people can affect simply by creating a movie with wonderful music. And you know, it's all emotion. It's not fact, it's not science, it's emotion.
Right, that's the power of Hollywood, which is a Jewish colony, as we said last time. and they would never have to resort to faking photographs if the Holocaust actually happened. If there was a Holocaust, they'd never have to resort to that. There would be an abundance of proof if it actually did happen, and they would need to rely on fake photographs, forged documents that came out of the Nuremberg trials, the same two Soviet communist officials who signed the affidavit falsely blaming the Germans for the Katyn Forest massacre, which they've now admitted was the Soviet secret police who committed that atrocity. The same two Soviet officials who were signing all the phony documents of scapegoating the Nazis for that atrocity were telling us about the gas chambers and the steam chambers and all these ridiculous stories. And how could we possibly trust what they're telling us when they're proven liars? The 75% of the staff, the judges, the lawyers, and so forth at the Nuremberg trials, according to a U.S. congressman named Thomas Dodd, were Jewish. It was a show trial. It was a ridiculous show trial. I mean, when people say that, say, oh, they point to the Nuremberg trials, very ignorant people who don't understand these things. They say, what about the Nuremberg trials? They proved everything. And the thing is, if you would reverse the situation, if you say, well, let's say the Axis powers had won the Second World War and they strung up a show trial of all the Allied leaders, would you be trusting this as legitimate justice? And you see the reaction. They can't answer that because they'd have to admit that the victors are liars. The victors write the history books. There's no exceptions to that.
Right. And I believe that part of the peace terms after World War II included a policy that none of the Allies would be tried for their war crimes, and their war crimes were much, much worse. The bombing of civilians in Germany, the destruction of all of those towns and cities in Germany, and so part of the peace treaty agreement was that they would not be able to try the Allies.
One of the things that is just so ridiculous at the Nuremberg trials is that they convicted and executed several top Nazi officials for crimes that the Allies themselves had committed, like this concept of a crime against peace or a crime of aggression, like invading a country. The Allies invaded, the British invaded, and with the Soviets, they invaded Iran during the war. The Soviets invaded all the Baltic states in 1940. They attacked Finland at the end of 1939. The Soviets occupied eastern Poland in September, just slightly after the Germans occupied western Poland. And none of them were brought to justice. Not a single official in the British, French, or Soviet governments were ever tried for their crimes against humanity, and they strung up innocent Germans based on lying propaganda.
Right. Well, you know, even after World War, well, even before World War One, the Jews here in this country, their objective was to institute a world court, a world tribunal, and they wanted to do that after World War One. And basically, they were successful after World War Two, and that really, I mean, it was a whole Jewish operation to get the court to begin with. And when you think of the Ukraine starvation in 1932-33, and that maybe as many as 10 million people that the Soviets starved by confiscating their food, and then those that didn't die, they just went in and shot them up and killed them and tortured them. And yet the U.S. allied with the Soviets.
And when that was happening, then the Jewish-owned New York Times was printing stories trying to deny that was taking place. The Cheka, the Soviet secret police established by Lenin, who committed the Holodomor, was 80% of the rank-and-file officers of the Cheka in the Ukraine were Jewish. And it was organized by Lazar Kaganovich, Stalin's Jewish right-hand man, his henchman. And so this was a Jewish crime. And I have an article from the New York Times from 1922, which says a Jewish army in the Ukraine, in which it speaks of an army of 500,000 Jewish soldiers who were inflicting tyranny on the Ukrainians on behalf of the Bolsheviks in Moscow. And there's this incredible thing happened. This was in 2009, and this is what was in my essay, The Jew World Order Unmasked. I changed the title to The Jew World Order Unmasked. I think it just sounds a bit better. But from the Jewish Telegraphic Agency reported in 2009 that the Ukrainian government actually tried to prosecute a case against the Soviet criminals who perpetrated that crime, and a Jewish official from the Ukrainian Jewish Committee named Alexander Feldman tried to undermine this motion because most of the names on the list published of criminals who perpetrated the crime were Jewish, admits this article in the Jewish Telegraphic Agency called Jewish Group Objects to Great Famine Case. And right after that, I have a quote from Shimon Peres, the Israeli president for many years, a war criminal involved with the Operation Cast Lead slaughter of Gazans. And he actually, in 2010, went to the Ukraine on a visit. And he told the Ukrainians to forget history. And this was his exact quote. He says, quote, "If I were asked what advice Ukraine, I would say forget history. History is not important at all. You will not be able to not repeat the mistakes of the past. You just make new." So while they're basically what he's telling us, when Jews are committing atrocities against Gentiles, we should forget history, but then we should never forget an event that never happened, i.e. the so-called Holocaust. So the Orwellian nature of this statement is beyond anything I've ever seen in my life.
Yes, that's a very profound statement. And certainly they do want all the rest of us to forget history. And of course, that's why it's rewritten. And they've been rewriting history for a long time. I mean, they've rewritten the history of every single war in this country, from the Mexican-American War forward. Every single war, maybe even before, has been rewritten. And it's amazing. And people believe what they learn from the government textbooks. You know, they don't believe other things the government says, but they believe the government schools and their government textbooks. It's amazing to me how gullible people can be.
And it's strange that these people in the alternative truth movement, quote-unquote, like Alex Jones and Jim Mars and so on, they seem to accept the official narrative of the victors when it comes to the Second World War. They claim to oppose all these other official stories. They're claiming that they're doing all this research and then they don't believe the government when it comes to some other events, and most other events, in fact. But when it comes to the Second World War, suddenly we're being given the truth on that matter. So these people who are promoting these lies about Hitler, Adolf Hitler, and National Socialism and the alternative truth movement are working for the Jewish mafia. It's as simple as that. I mean, it can't be any other explanation for it. They can't be just ignorant about it because, I mean, they do research. They know what goes on. They understand that Jews are in control, but they're lying to you. They're feeding you a pack of lies because they're paid to do it, because it sells. Adolf Hitler sells. And Alex Jones is a wealthy man, I hear. You know, most people, average people, get their history, quote-unquote history, from Hollywood movies. They believe everything that they see, or maybe like an A&E docudrama or like a History Channel documentary. The History Channel should be called the Hate Hitler Channel, because every single day there's like some anti-Nazi, anti-Hitler hit piece on the History Channel.
Well, you know that as of December of 2006, the History Channel has a policy, an agreement with the Smithsonian Institute, that they are the only people that can use the artifacts, the files, the papers, everything at the Smithsonian that is taxpayer funded. And yet the History Channel and the people who own that, Rothstein, Redstone, are the only people that can use that. So that is a Jewish-controlled channel, as most of the channels are.
And Alex Jones seems to be regurgitating and parroting everything that he sees on the History Channel, it seems.
Yes.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, Hollywood wouldn't lie, would they? They wouldn't distort the truth. They wouldn't manipulate the reality for a political agenda, right? Steven Spielberg is an honest guy. It was amazing. I was watching the Academy Awards the other day, and I was pretty shocked to see that for the award for a foreign film, it was given to an Iranian filmmaker, an Iranian film. And the guy who gave the acceptance speech, this Iranian, basically went on stage and denounced the aggression against his country by the U.S. and Israel. And you know how they sometimes zoom into like somebody in the audience? Well, they zoomed into Steven Spielberg, and he had this horrible pained look on his face. It was classic. It was unbelievable. And he was very upset to see an Iranian on stage getting an award, because Steven Spielberg is one of the worst, most vile propagandists and liars in
history. Of course. Of course. All righty, we're going to take a 3-minute break. We'll be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors, so stay tuned.
Inflammation can cause pain and makes getting around a lot harder. Through injuries or just old age, it's important to use anti-inflammatories, but the natural way. You need relief. You need GDU. Daniel Chapter 1's GDU is an all-natural anti-inflammatory, a proteolytic enzyme that has helped thousands of people stop taking COX-2 inhibitors. They're deadly, can cause liver failure and kidney failure, just to name a couple side effects. GDU has been for years one of Daniel Chapter 1's customers' star products. Try all-natural GDU and feel the difference. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Get GDU, the natural anti-inflammatory. Use promo code 300A for a discount. That's promo code 300A. Call 800-504-5511 and get your GDU today.
Do you ever find yourself in this situation? You're in your local health store looking for a remedy, and there are 20 different brands claiming to do the same thing. Well, it's time to stop worrying that it's a hopeless search. Fact is, every day we are exposed to an environmental medium that has become full of toxins. The only thing you can do to defend yourself is to find the solution. At TerraVim, we focus on carrying only the highest quality natural supplements. We understand it's a difficult task to filter through the multitude of options to find your divine source of immortality. Your golden apple. That's why we have made available to you products that are at the top of their game. Natural vitamins and supplements your body understands how to utilize. Visit our website at terravim.com. That's TerraVim.com to find what you've always been looking for, the solution. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is ZCF, and that stands for Zion Crime Factory. His website is ZionCrimeFactory.com, and you were talking about Steven Spielberg and his, it reminded me of his docu-deception, which is entitled The Last Days. It's supposed to be a documentary, And Eric Hunt made a film, a follow-up film, called The Last Days of the Big Lie. And so I can understand why Spielberg would have a distressed look on his face at the awards. I wish I had seen it, but I just didn't want to, see a bunch of people congratulating themselves. And
right, the Academy Awards is basically just Jews handing themselves awards for being such great propagandists.
Right.
Which was surprising to me to see an Iranian actually win an award there.
Yeah, how did that happen?
I have no idea. Spielberg wasn't too happy about it, but his documentary, The Last Days, is the most disgusting hoax I've ever seen in my life. He actually even recycled an older hoax called The Liberators, which was exposed as a hoax years before he came out with The Last Days, where they claim like black American soldiers had liberated all these so-called death camps. And it turns out, well, first of all, no Americans liberated any camps in Poland. The only camps they claim were death camps now, because they revised the number from 23 camps to 6, just the ones in Poland. No American, no Allied troops other than Soviets liberated those 6 camps. So no Americans liberated any death camps. One, there weren't any death camps at all, obviously. But secondly, no black American soldiers liberated any camps at all. And this movie, Liberators, was a complete hoax. And they got these ex-soldiers to lie on camera. They paid them to lie. I mean, they can get just your average person who maybe they need a bit of money, they're short on cash, and you can get people to lie, and then people believe this because they think, oh, these people would never lie to us. Why would they lie? Well, there you have it.
Right. I think back in the mid-80s that Spielberg did a film, a documentary called Shoah, and I remember seeing it probably in 1987. And he put that thing together. So he's been doing this for a long time, and so he's probably getting pretty good at it.
Oh, yeah, he's spearheaded the entire Holocaustianity religion. He was the main guy. He had this whole Shoah Foundation where he went and, like, interviewed, like, 50,000 pseudo-survivors on camera, and basically there seems to be no shortage of survivors. There's millions upon millions upon millions of survivors. They live into their 80s and 90s, and they're in such good health. They have such longevity, but supposedly they were targeted for extermination. It's absurd. It's completely crazy. I liken the survivor testimonies to, like, the people who claim they were abducted by aliens. It's similar in its fantasy. You know, they have similar types of ridiculous stories. Like, this one testimony I heard from this Jewess, it's the most vile thing I've ever heard, where she claimed that some Nazi doctors had done this experiment where they, like, stitched two Jews back to back and, like, sewed their arms together. It was just absurd. It was the most absurd thing I've ever heard. And all of these claims of experiments and these sinister, dealings that the Nazi doctors did were basically just tamed down versions of what the Jewish Bolsheviks did in Russia.
Exactly. All righty. We do have to take our 1-minute top of the hour break. We'll be back in 60 seconds.